How can a baby that started to have strength every time is milk. Every time he go cry, they carry him out, go in mama breast. Now he don't grow teeth. He see mommy, they give him rice eba to chop. I want milk. Something is wrong. Hallelujah. The mother is angry with you because he has seen you have teeth. You have grown, now you have teeth. Those teeth can chew meat and even crack bones. And you are still looking for milk. You don't want to hear anything about mystery. There are even people here that nothing, you know nothing about the gospel other than water baptism. Don't palm your hair. Don't wear high heel shoe. And then you think that you're a minister because you're a preacher because you know, don't paint. Don't dress like this. Don't. The gospel is more than that. He's a child that the mother is always watching because he can break his teeth. My son broke his two forward teeth the way he was 2 years or so ago. Now my daughter is playing that type of rough play. And my wife beat him and say, if I handle Junior the way I'm handling you now, if I'm not breaking teeth, I will not let it happen for you again. Play that rough play again. I will not allow you. Want to break your teeth like that boy broke his own. And so he has to be watching over. But that boy broke his tooth. Now he's old. The mother is no more looking at him. He's 7 years old. So he's a man. He's now a man. Now he's looking at the daughter now to make sure. But if now that woman begins to look at that baby, look at 7 years old so that you will not injure. You will take that child to deliverance. It's a child that moves because he moves carelessly, carry knife, carry this one. If he carry poison, drink himself. So, he's always sustaining injuries. So also Christians. Always sustaining spiritual injury. Break down here. What did happen? Why you not come church yesterday, brother? Hey, if you know what happened to me, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's a child that has no self-control. If you're a Christian, you have no self-control. You don't know when to talk. And you don't know when to keep quiet. You are a baby Christian. I don't know who I was sharing with, one of the ministers in my office on Friday, about the revelation. Chiwendu, you are the one I was talking to. When you were there, I say, is it every revelation we see we talk? Because it's not every revelation you see that is a message for that person. I say there are people that come to my office and they are talking, something will flash. It is flashing not for them, it's flashing for me to know how to counsel them. Everybody know what? Man and woman, they sit down, husband and wife. Say, sister, now you make this man not a prosper. Since he marry you, everything block. Now demon husband, where you get? Now they attack him. You are a baby. In fact, you are a deformed baby. You are the type that before pastor has refused to give you office. Instead, if you want to minister, Pastor Thomas, now they do that one. You go say, call, sit down for my office. They see them so that they talk to them and they hear you. Then when you talk to them, no collect her number. No collect her phone number. Just give revelation. Why are you asking for the phone number? You are still a baby. You are a baby. A baby is very messy. Very, very messy because no self-control. For how many years you have received that anointing? Every time the fire come upon you, you will slap everybody on your seat. For years, you are unable to have to grow that. You are a baby. A baby. 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 There are some people, if they come to church, they see somebody sit down there, they say, eh? You go change seat. Say, what happened? Sit down there. When the fire come down now. You are a child, a true child of God. You are not possessed. But no self-control. Hallelujah. I didn't say it is sin, no. Praise the Lord. So the parents are always cleaning up your mess. Because you will stand up and prophesy. Prophesy, prophesy. There are some people when they give thus said the Lord, thus said the Lord, they don't even know when to say thus said the Lord. Because they cannot control. Meanwhile, the Bible says the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Somebody else is prophesying. Another one is shouting to close him up. Hey, 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 hey. Now Holy Ghost, they talk with you. Holy Ghost, they talk over there. Holy Ghost, they tell Holy Ghost, shut up. Make I talk first, Abby. You are a baby. You are a baby. The truth is, the anointing was on you and you couldn't hold it. If not, you will have waited. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 14 says, prophesy by tongue by tongue. Tongue by tongue. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the parents are always cleaning up your mess. So we are always here, correcting, 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 correcting. If God permit me to say this, when I call you, I say, Igbo, now you are coming up. You say, the thing what happened to you for Cameroon, it vexed you. The parents are always correcting their mess. Now he was prophesying before a large crowd. Then suddenly, he walked to the congregation before a man that was holding a little child. He said, why am I seeing a dead child? And the way he spoke it, the whole crowd thought the dead is going to come back to life. Everywhere, when time they shout everywhere, there was a vibration everywhere. The bride TV that followed us there, where he was staying, he said he wanted to rush so that he will cover it when that child will be brought to life. He sustained serious injury at the back where he fell down. And I was at the podium. And before you know what, he leave him. He continue to talk other things. So, why did you mention the case? So here we are. I was at the altar, tensed. What does this mean? The parents are always cleaning up the mess. So we style Professor Sunday. Say, see what thing he got to do now. See what thing they do. He saw something but did not know what to do. And then he was there himself confused. So we have to smuggle somewhere, call the mama and the man and the somebody outside there. We pray, oh, the baby still dead. So when the Igbo finished, we went back to the hotel. I said, Igbo, then I began to teach you. Hallelujah. And so, when he mentioned that woman's case on Friday, I went to Pastor Thomas. I said, may the thing will happen for Cameroon not happen again here.
it is working. Praise the Lord.
But he told me when I called him later, yesterday, he said, what happened in Cameroon shook him. And what I told him pained him. He decided to sort it out with God. God, don't show me anything if there is no solution. Don't show me anything if there is no solution. And so when he saw that case, he also had the solution. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I remember a testimony I read recently from William Branham.
He said, when that the young man that he healed, he saw it in a vision. The dead boy was dead. He just saw it in a vision. Now he traveled to Finland, and then suddenly he saw a group of people that had a fast-moving vehicle hit and run. Hit a young boy, and the boy was dead. And people gathered there at the junction, and they were just looking. Then he went there, and as soon as he got there, it was exactly the vision he saw before. And when he saw that vision, he told everybody to write it in their Bible that this thing, he doesn't know how, when it will happen, but it will happen. And so he called the people that went with him and said, do you remember the revelation I gave so time? He said, yes. He said, this is it. Now he made a statement. When he went there, he said, he told everybody to clear, give way. Give way. Then he made a statement. He said, you know, when you see a vision, he said, it gives you boldness. He said, when you see a vision, so he was talking all the abracadabra he was doing there. The boasting, he was boasting there. He said, what was giving him that type of boldness? He said, the vision he saw. He saw that the boy came back to life, and it's exactly what he saw in the vision. Then when he caught the attention of everybody now, if this boy doesn't rise, then you call me a false prophet. Now, if this boy does not come back to life, and he was dead and gone. So when he was saying, if you go to that toilet, he said, if that man does not die 4 p.m., he said, call me first. I know, said, the man does see something. Because he has never made that type of boast. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we cannot remain children like that. And then we leave the mess for the parents to clean up every time. When you become a Christian, Hebrews 12:23 says, you have come to the spirit of just men, made perfect. Made perfect. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. As a Christian, we have come to the kingdom of dominion. Power. Not fear. Hallelujah. Because something happens around us that gets us matured. That gets God to place us in what, when next we come, we'll be telling you how it leads to the adoption. God willing, we will continue with the message. God bless you. Thank you very much for all your patience. Let's bow down our heads. Let's bow down our heads. Just tell the Lord, help me to grow. I don't want to remain a baby all the days. I don't want to remain a baby. Help me to grow. I don't want to be a deformed Christian.
Give me grace to follow. Thy grace is enough. Give me grace, abundant grace to follow. me grace to follow. Your grace is enough. Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough. Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.